All right. Hey, everybody. Matt Galogli here with SRP Medical Marketing. And what I want to talk to you about today is the power of demonstration. Now, if you have ever dealt with a prospective patient in front of you, undoubtedly, you're going to run into something that is known as resistance. Now, this resistance is basically you letting them know that they need this procedure and they saying no. And what happens with most people is that this resistance butts up against each other. And once the more you push up against the prospect, the more resistance you're going to have. And what I want to share with you today is how to melt that resistance easily, effectively, and without manipulation. All right. So this is, and you might wonder how I learned this, quite frankly. And I want to tell you a little bit of story about that. So I am the youngest of six kids in an Irish Catholic family. Everything that you've ever heard about Irish Catholic families from Chicago is absolutely true. And then just multiply it by 10. Well, as the youngest of six, I'm very much of an extrovert. And so I always am fascinated by talking to people. My dad used to call me the mayor of Elmhurst Avenue, which is where we grew up in Mount Prospect. Because I would just go door to door. I'm fascinated. I've always just talked to people. I know that's probably a shocker to you all. But we used to take these spring break vacations down to Hollywood, Florida. This was in 1979, 80, 81. And the reason why we would go down there is my mother's brother, Uncle Ray, who was an entrepreneur, he lived in Hollywood, Florida. And then my dad's sister lived in Fort Lauderdale. So we could hit two sides of the family. It was great. And we always stayed on Hollywood Beach. And I loved Hollywood Beach in Florida. We stayed in this old kind of 1960s, 50s kind of motor lodge type place right off the beach. We could walk right across the street to the beach. And it was really cool because it had a very French Canadian feel to it. A lot of French Canadians would come down there. And so you'd hear all these different languages, and it was a very international type place for whatever reason. They all came to Hollywood, Florida. But here's the really cool part. So I was out walking kind of the boardwalk with my dad and my mom one day and my sister Molly, and we came across this guy who was doing a demonstration of cleaning windows. Now, it wasn't just cleaning any windows. What he had was he had like this window, right, that resembled a house window. And what he was doing was he was showing how you could clean the inside and the outside of the window all in one fell swoop, because you could never get to the outside of the window, right? Because it was on the second floor. And so he had this magnet thing and it was a squeegee and you would do this whole thing and do it and the whole thing. And I was fascinated by it. I was absolutely fascinated by this. I don't think I was necessarily fascinated by the clean windows, but as I was mesmerized by his presentation, and I would stand there and I would watch this guy make sale after sale after sale, and his girlfriend or whomever was over there collecting money and handing the packages of these things. And maybe he was selling them for $5, $10. I don't know what he was selling it for. It was a typical buy one, get two free type of thing. So you can do multiple windows and replacement stuff and this whole thing. And I begged my mother to buy it, and she wouldn't, because my mom's very skeptical of that kind of stuff. She's that's another topic for another day, but she was like, no, you know, they're all sales. They're just trying to bilk you. But I was fascinated by this. I was fascinated by this demonstration. As I went on in my years, I became more and more fascinated by this. And I'm always fascinated by the person that can demonstrate how something is going to work for you, how they can simulate how it's going to work for you in your home or your health or your business or your personal life or whatever. And I just thought that was just the coolest thing in the world. As I grew up, and when I learned about marketing, I actually would sit and watch infomercials. I would sit and watch Billy Mays and the ShamWow guy. And, you know, the guy that does the screen thing, you know, like you paint the no leak thing. I still watch it to this day because I'm absolutely fascinated by the power of demonstration. Fast forward to 2013, when I was doing the research for doing the erectile dysfunction clinics, we went down to a clinic in Birmingham, Alabama, and I sat in with the doctor as he injected the guy's penis, and 10 minutes later, the guy had an erection. And the light bulbs were going off in my head, because the demonstration is the thing that removes all the resistance to somebody buying. So when we opened up our clinics, our whole model was very simple. Come into the clinic one time, meet with the doctor, get a test dose. If you don't see results within 10 minutes, you owe us nothing. That's our guarantee to you. That was our promise. So people would come in, we'd have 10 to 15, 20 patients a day come in, they'd meet with the doctor, fill out their medical form, doctor would perform a quick exam, and then he would inject Trimix into the base of the penis, and they'd be up in 10 minutes, 12 minutes. Well, at that point, the only reason why they didn't buy was they either A, didn't have someone, a partner, girlfriend, wife, whatever, or they thought their wife wasn't interested anymore, or they didn't have the money. That was it. That was the only reason why they didn't buy. And we converted in upwards of 55% of people in the first visit. And again, the only reason why they didn't buy is they didn't have any money. And it struck me as this power of demonstration. I mean, even today when I go to the Home Goods show or something like that, or we go to a state fair, I like to go watch where the guys and gals are demonstrating the sale, because I think it's fascinating. It's an art. And it's not, you know, you can say what you want about, oh, but wait, there's more. That's another topic for another day. I mean, it flat out works, but the reality is that there are lessons that you can learn in putting this into your practice. So that's what I want to talk to you today. Is how do we use demonstration to get over the resistance point? See, when resistance happens, what generally starts to take place is that you, as a doctor, or maybe your staff, will start to prove your point with logic. You'll start to use science to kind of get them through the resistance. And once you do that, they're set in stone. They're not going to buy. Okay. 9 times out of 10, they're not going to buy when you start going into logic or you start going into science. Okay. Because at that point, you've lost control. All right. So the other thing that happens is that people then become more demonstrative. They become more demanding. They become a hard salesman, all full court press salesperson. And that doesn't work because that leads to a lot of buyer's remorse. Okay. So what you want to do is we're going to talk specifically about setting up the demonstration. Now, then I'm going to talk to you about the different forms of demonstration that you can do and how you can leverage them. So let me get going here because I only got about 12 more minutes. The first thing is that we were able in the ED clinic, we were able to give them a test dose to give demonstration. If a guy hasn't been able to perform in 2 years and all of a sudden without any stimulation, he's up, that's a pretty powerful way. Now, the demonstration thing that the resistance that we dealt with was they had to learn how to inject themselves. And so we did training right after that to show them how easy it was. And then we actually had them, quote unquote, practice it on a prosthetic. Okay. So that's how we dealt with the demonstration two ways. One, we proved to them we could get the result. Two, we demonstrated to them how easy it was for them to be able to do it themselves. Three, we had them do it. Okay. So keeping that in mind, how do you do that? How do you prove that what you're saying is true? Okay. So demonstration can take the form of testimonials. Now, I'm not talking about reviews online. Okay. Those are important. I'm talking about video testimonials. I think of one of the top five things that you can do on a regular basis is make sure that you get before and after testimonial videos. Most people, if they remember to get a video on a testimonial, they get it after. But if you can remember to get it before, and be able to ask the patient, hey, Judy, I know we're getting ready to start. What are your fears? What brought you here? What are you hoping for? What is it that you can't do now that you want to do in the future, right? And then you get a video of her after the event. Wow, that wasn't painful at all. So like if you're doing regenerative, people are worried about the pain, right? People don't want to spend a lot of money and have pain. Duh, right? That makes a lot of sense. So if you can use demonstration by having other people that you video and they, not the procedure, but saying, here's what they're thinking and feeling before. Here's what they discovered right after. Don't wait. Wow. That wasn't, you know, gosh, there was nothing to it. We used to do that with P shots and with testosterone implants. Wow. It didn't hurt at all. I felt nothing. Wow. They really were true. There's nothing to it. Okay. So that's a form of what I call third party demonstration. Then when they come back and they do their follow-up, then what you're doing is you're saying, hey, here's the follow-up. Here's the demonstration of what they can do now. They can hop on one leg. They can ride a bike without pain. You want to demonstrate. It's best if you can do a before and an after. Okay. You'll see this in infomercials all the time. They'll show you the dirty window. Then they'll show you a clean window. Okay. So think of it like that. You can use other people to do that. The second way that you can do it is, how can you give them a little bit of a test? Okay. So for example, light bladder leakage. I have quite a few doctors that use the M-Cella chair. Now, I don't know if the M-Cella chair is the best solution or not. That's not the business that I'm in. Okay. What I am in is, I'm in the business of helping you grow your practice and make more money. Now, I'm going to assume that you are going to be able to make those decisions on your own as to what is the right modality to be able to help your patients. My job is to help you, show you how you can leverage that to be able to make more sales. Okay. So with the M-Cella chair, one of the things is that women don't believe that they can sit on their chair fully clothed and get a result. So what I have some doctors do is, they actually will have people sit on the chair for 10 minutes. Now, they won't get a great result in 10 minutes. They may not get any result, but you want to show them how easy it is, because women, what we found, are very tired of derobing all the time and having their legs up in the air and people looking at them, even if it is a medical professional, right? And the fact that they can see, if you see that they can have videos of people that have done this before and after, right? And then they get to sit on the chair and see how simple it is, that they really can read a book while they're on it. Now, what you've done is, you've given them a demonstration. Okay. I do not like the idea of if you're going to do the demonstration and it's on them, they have to have in-office results. You can't wait for them to have that result later on and follow up with them like a week later or 2 weeks later. So like, you don't want to give B12 shots and they're going to follow up with them a week later, see if they have more energy. You have to show them demonstration in office. They have to have in-office results. The last form of demonstration, or another form of demonstration, I can say, is that anyone can do it. Okay. This is how we handled teaching people to do injections, right? So sometimes people don't want to do pellets, they want to do injections for testosterone. So what we did is, we show them how easy it is, right? Grab this, inject this. We would actually sometimes use saline just to have them train themselves on how to do it. Very simple. Right? You eliminate the barrier, eliminate the resistance, because they don't think that they can do it. They're not a doctor. They don't think that they can do it. So, and then the last one when it comes to demonstration is doing the follow-up with them. Okay. So this is what I call the post-sale demonstration. So the post-sale demonstration works like this. When you're sitting down with them, we would do this all the time. And we would say, okay, let's go through your Adams score on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, or 1 to 5, 5 being the highest. How much energy do you have? 2, how much, what would you say your sleep quality is? 3, what would you say your sexual desire is? 2. Then when they would come back in a month, you know, a couple weeks later to do blood work, we would ask them again, how is your sexual desire? You know what? It's a 4. Wow. So you've gone from a 2 to a 4. That's great. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. You know, how is your sleep? Oh, my sleep's gone from a 3 to a 4. Great. How's your energy throughout the day? Yeah, my energy's, I'm like a 3.5. And what you're doing is, you're providing proof to them. You're re-cementing them back, because people forget where they came from and they forget how far they've come. And so what happens is that when you do this demonstration, you're doing a look back and you're showing them how far they've come. Okay. Because at that point, see, I'll use this story. I had a client one time, many, many, many years ago. He was separate industry, separate niche, and I helped him grow his business to like $5 million a year. When he started working with me, he was like at $500,000 and did it like in 18 months. And he got on the phone call and he goes, hey, Matt, you know what? I think it's time for us to separate and be done. You know, I really appreciate it, but you know, I'm not really sure this is working anymore. And I paused and I said, Larry, where were you when you started with me? He's like, well, what do you mean? How much revenue were you making? I want you to do me a favor. Go pull up your P&L statement. That was $500,000. What was your cash like? Like 10 grand in the bank. What are you making now? We're bringing in $5 million a year. We're on a run of $5 million a year. How much cash do you have in the bank? I've got like 6 months of operating expenses in the bank. And I go, are you really want to run the risk of not continuing down this path with me? And he thought long and hard and he went, yeah, I guess you're right. Let's keep going. So you have to remind them where they started from, and you have to remind them what you've done to bring them there. That's the final form of demonstration. Okay. I have to run because I have a phone call with one of my clients, a new client, Joanne. We're helping her grow her practice, adding erectile dysfunction into it. If you want to grow your practice, I don't care if you are at startup. I don't care if you're at seven figures. No matter where you are, I can help you grow. What I'd like to do is I'd like to offer you a free one-on-one call with me. Just go to callwithmatt.com. That is callwithmatt.com. And you can book a 30-minute consultation with me. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And I promise you, I can find something that you're missing out in your business to be able to help you grow. If not, I'll give you $100. How about that? So take advantage of that today, callwithmatt.com. And I look forward to talking to you in the future. Please like this video, share. I also have a podcast coming up as well. You can get these there as well. Have a great day, everybody. Stay classy.